All right, let me move on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald. Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, a 30-year veteran in the practice of law, and Stan McDonald is indeed the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, an OG ruffian from way back, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in a few minutes, but yes, he is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. All right, I'm going to talk about one of JP's favorite movies. Did you ever see the movie Moneyball? Moneyball, great flick, really, really great flick. Stars Brad Pitt and Jonah Hill. It's a true story too, by the way. True story of the 2002 effort by the Oakland A's general manager, Billy Beane, to build a winning team from a franchise that had a limited budget. It's like an epic story of doing what I would call building the bench. Because in any team, you got to have the bench, right? The ability to field players, but also have a depth chart that replaces your on-field losses. You got to have a full bench. It's got to be worthy candidates, each one of them having their own role down and able to jump in where needed, though. And without a deep bench, if you think about it, without a deep bench, you run the risk of coming up short when your current lineup suffers some unexpected losses. So, the story in Moneyball was that Billy Beane, the character played by Brad Pitt, he was the general manager for the Oakland A's, and they had just lost to the Yankees for the American League Division Series, and soon after that, Beane found out that his top three players were all leaving the team, and he basically had to put together another team, like almost a new team. And he also needed to put some depth in. But he wasn't even being given by the owners a strong enough budget to recruit star talent. So he went scouting, but he found something. Actually, he really found someone that he didn't expect. While he was visiting the Cleveland Indians looking for a trade, he came across a young Yale economics graduate named Peter Brand, played by Jonah Hill in the movie. And sort of like the Rain Man with statistics, right, and numerical predictions, Brand had developed his own system for assessing players as recruits, but yet nobody was taking him seriously, except Billy Beane. So Beane hired him and made him the assistant general manager for the A's. And then they went on the hunt for players that they could afford, players who were either underappreciated or undiscovered or coming off the injury list or something like that, but all of whom were players that Brand's numbers said would perform given certain conditions. Well, it was anything but traditional recruiting, and Beane took a lot of heat for it. He began bucking his team owner and contradicting fan opinion. Sports writers wrote him off as a nut. He recruited guys from the minors, some that came off the bench for other franchises. He even went so far as to trade off his two top players for trade rights to multiple others, leaving his team owner no choice but to have to play the system that Beane and Brandon developed. And they were 11 games down. They were 11 games down, but then they suddenly hit a stride. They got a new relief pitcher that Brand's numbers had said go with. And in short order, they closed to just 4 games behind. And eventually, with a new bench and a new system, the A's won the 2002 American League West title. And they didn't make the series that year, but folks were seriously taking notice. So much so that the Boston Red Sox contacted Beane, told him if he would come to work for them and implement his new system for their franchise, they would make him the highest paid general manager in Major League history at the time. He actually turned it down, decided he wanted to stay with the A's, be close to his daughter. But the Red Sox figured out that the Beane Brand Moneyball system for themselves, yeah, they went and put it into action, and just 2 seasons later, the Red Sox broke their 86-year drought and won the 2004 World Series using the Beane Brand Moneyball recruiting system to build their own bench. It was actually a really good movie, a really great story, but it's made even better by the fact that it was a really good true story about somebody who actually saw a better way, if you will. A better, more efficient, off-standard, out-of-the-box way to build a team, to create some depth, to build a bench. And that, my friends, is my point. Because that's what we're going to have to be doing across this state if we don't want to see our politics go purple. You heard me. I'm saying we have to get outside the box and begin a more active recruiting of candidates for all of our offices. I mean, actual conservatives who have principled positions that go beyond party politics. Now, you know me. I'm a longtime Republican. I'm a former county party chairman myself. I'm a member of the Republican State Executive Committee. I was an elected Republican State Senator. That's my team. That's my brand. That's who I root for. But when have you ever known any sports team to just sit on their laurels and wait to see who decides they want to try out for the team? No. The winning teams don't, that's for sure. They recruit. They fill their capabilities gaps with specialized players. They develop their skill sets, and they're trained them with not only the playbook, but also with the team branding, the team culture, and they go find the team members they want, the team members that they will be proud of, the team members that they will win with. I mean, why should it be any different with politics? So let me ask you this. Who's running for your local school board? Who's running your city council? What candidates are lined up to run for mayor of even the smallest towns in our state? I mean, keep in mind, we actually had recently, not in the last gubernatorial election, we had a candidate in the primary for governor who was the mayor of a small town, a very small town, with less than 4,500 people. A Republican, allegedly, who ran on the idea of legalizing marijuana. Well, that's interesting. But that's what happens when we don't pay attention. That's the kind of thing we get when we don't ask questions. That's what happens when we don't recruit candidates. All we do is wait to see who shows up and runs. But in a different vein, I have a friend, Representative Mac Butler. He recruited me to join the local Republican Party about 20-something years ago. He was the local party chairman then himself. He was a member of the school board. He's now in Montgomery serving in the legislature. And he's living proof that good guys can win and that not everybody has to run for the big ticket million-dollar races up front. Yeah, Mac Butler, school board, now state house. Mac Butler's the one who recruited me to the party. And then another man, me personally, a guy named Roy Smith, came and recruited me to run for the Senate. And I've often wondered, what would have happened if those two men had not called on me and asked me to get in the mix? They recruited me. I had never run for office before, but they did. And I'm sitting right here now at this microphone because those men recruited me to do something. But we're coming up on a huge season right now. I don't recall a time in Alabama politics where we had so many open seats ever. We got empty seats for mayors, council, school boards, some legislative races. And every single one of our statewide races for governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, you name it, they're all open. How in the world can we see that many open seats and not go out and actually recruit a quality conservative candidate to run for some of them? Somebody who's bona fide. Somebody who has backbone. Somebody who has a calling and principles and stamina. We have to actually, y'all, we have to be intentional about who we elect. But before we elect, we have to first select. Select the ones that will do the best job. Select them because you know them or you like what they stand for. We can't just wait around and see who shows up to qualify to run for office. We have to actually go find them and find good ones and then back them. And I'll tell you this, elected officials are nothing special. They may have some cool stuff on their resumes, but generally speaking, they're just normal folks who are doing a job. And they come from all walks of life. Think about it. I've told you before that when I sat at my desk in Montgomery on the Senate floor, I had a retired teacher to my right. I had a retired Marine to my left. I had a farmer, a dentist, and a restaurant owner, and a real estate agent all sitting right around me. All sitting around me as living proof that there is no special qualification to be an elected official. It didn't matter where they came from or how much education they had. What we need are people of principles. And that's why we need to focus on building our bench. I mean, who are we asking? Who are we encouraging? Who are we cajoling and begging to run for office? All offices, every office. We need to deepen the roster so that when one retires or leaves or goes down, there are so many others we can look to fill the role. We got to recruit. In politics, you actually have to recruit and you got to get outside the box. Go find that man or woman who you appreciate as a true conservative who may never have ever run for office even. Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. Tell them, though, that you'll knock on doors and put up a sign and help with whatever if they will please run. Or consider this. Maybe that person is you. Maybe you have more to offer than you know. All I know is this. We've got to build the conservative bench. Right now, the party that would house that kind of candidate is the party of Reagan, the Republican Party. But being a conservative and being a Republican is not always the same thing. So we have to go find the actual conservatives. We got to build the bench, the conservative bench. In Moneyball, Billy Beane changed the way we thought about doing things with the help of a numbers guy who sat in a cubicle looking at stats. He quit thinking, Billy Beane did. He quit thinking about players. He started thinking about wins. And to think about wins, he had to think about runs. And to think about runs, he had to examine how he recruited. And he changed baseball recruiting forever. And he built his bench. And that's exactly what we have to do in our politics. We got to quit believing that only the star power can win the day. Go find the unexpected hero and recruit them to run for office. And like I said, maybe it's you. And maybe it'll change our politics forever, like Billy Beane changed baseball. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.